Assalamu alaikum, welcome to Hawza Life, the show where we show you what Hawza Life is really like for Hawza students here in the holy city of Qom.
This is my husband, Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
Did you forget my name?
Yeah, we keep saying it, feels like we don't know each other's names.
This is my wife, Sayyida Fatima Ali.
We're reminding each other, he's my husband, she's my wife.
Yeah.
And this is our lovely...
Oh yeah, then this is our daughter,
Mumtaz
Masuma
Haider. AKA Doha.
Yeah, I forget her name sometimes. I mean, by the way, this is not a pig.
It's a unicorn pig.
This is not a pig. Just before anybody comments underneath and says, why is she wearing a pig? It's a unicorn. And according to the rules of fiqh, pigs may be najis, but unicorns, tahir.
Oh, did you give them the good news?
Should we give them the good news?
The good news is... Doha's passport is coming soon, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. So she's nearly 2 years old.
Yeah. And she hasn't had any.
She hasn't had any passport. So finally, the situation is getting under control, and the embassy
finally said that inshallah. Didn't say inshallah. We're saying inshallah, your passport should be coming in the following days.
And she's off. Yeah, Canadian passport. And there's no Canadian embassy in Iran, and so we had to apply through the embassy in Turkey. I'm a British national, so there's no British embassy here either. So yeah.
And this.
You have to sit here and talk, otherwise they can't even see you. They just hear your voice. Right.
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 Okay.
Okay. Come here. Come. Oh yeah. So we. I. This is really cool. Look. Look, Doha. You can see yourself. Look. Look, say Bismillah.
Bismillah.
Bismillah. Wait, show them. Look, say Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yay.
Good girl.
Say Mashallah.
Say Mashallah.
Mashallah.
Good girl. And Magbar Amrika. And by the way, she picked that up herself.
Because we've been going to the Rahpamais a lot. So she just hears us. And the people chanting, and so loud.
I thought you meant something else by the good news.
What good news? What?
Well, we should tell them now.
The good news has been taken. It's been long now.
Can you guess? Alhamdulillah. So we are having
another baby.
Another baby.
And
Alhamdulillah.
It's been long. We couldn't tell you because there were so many things happening.
Yeah. So we're really happy about that. And at the same time, boom, all of this responsibility and new like feelings and emotions. It's been an emotional roller coaster, it really has.
So how do you feel that time when I told you? For a while he couldn't believe, he was just like, nah.
Guys, you remember our experience with having the first baby, right? I mean, it was if anything, it teaches you tawakkul Allah. Come on, how much has your reliance on Allah increased since having the first child?
Yeah, alhamdulillah. I mean, you're really stressed before your baby's born. And then when you, as the days go and you're like worried one day about like nappies. And then alhamdulillah, Allah just helps you. Somehow it just works out.
Giruni, which means the expensiveness in the country, has increased manifold. And I'm not kidding, guys. We have contemplated making homemade nappies for the baby at one point.
Man, economically things have gotten tight up in here. So I'm getting this milk now. This is packet milk. They call it shire paketi. So this is a lot cheaper than the average bottle milks that we get.
A lot of people, when they have babies, they're with their families, right? So they don't really experience what it's like to be alone and to have a child. It's a completely different experience, guys. Yeah, okay, so Bista Doye Bahman. It is an exciting time of the year. I love Bista Doye Bahman.
The only time he wakes up early in the morning.
The 22nd of Bahman is Revolutionary Day. It is celebrating the day where Imam Khomeini returned to Iran and the Islamic Revolution took place.
Every year.
1979. It was a glorious year.
I am ordering that we discontinue purchasing of any oil from Iran.
The Shah had done our bidding and carried our load in the Middle East for quite some time. We want better relations with Iran, but it's going to take a change in behavior. We don't mind name-calling. They keep calling us the great Satan. That doesn't bother us.
Many people have argued passionately that the best route to change Iranian behavior is by engaging the country. I am formally announcing my intention to cut off all trade and investment with Iran, to curb that nation's drive to acquire devastating weapons.
Our ships were moving along very peacefully off the Iranian border, and Iranian boats came out and were very provocative, and it was a dangerous gesture on their part. There will be serious consequences if they attack our ships, pure and simple. And my advice to them is don't do it.
Time and again, I have faced decisions about whether or not to use military force. Either I or a future U.S. president would face a decision about whether or not to allow Iran to obtain a nuclear weapon or whether to use our military to stop it.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
Ballistic missiles from inside Iranian territory at bases that house American personnel. Iran is not just claiming responsibility for this. It says that the operation was codenamed Martyr Soleimani. So it is, says this is a direct response to the U.S. targeted killing of the top Iranian general.
We suffered no casualties. All of our soldiers are safe, and only minimal damage was sustained at our military bases.
There is almost nothing left. It's truly extraordinary how anyone managed to survive, that there were no casualties.
These powerful sanctions will remain until Iran changes its behavior.
Yeah, you're right. It's growing. It's growing in popularity. It's growing in energy. It's growing in passion every year.
And it's beautiful how upfront they're screaming, you know, Allahu Akbar, Khamenei Akbar, Marbar America. Little kids, you know, wearing their chadors. Girls from schools, they're coming and they're making little groups. And it's just, it's beautiful how they're
loud. The youths, actually, that I noticed that more this year than any other year. The youths were really, really, they were in there. They were active. They were, you know, chanting. They were excited. Their faces looked bright. Remember those kids who were stamping on Trump's picture?
Oh, yeah.
Rise, O Muslim. Do jihad, O Muslim. Free Bayt al-Muqaddas, free Palestine.
To be here at this time, whenever like these things happen, like these kind of things happen, like when Sheikh Qasim Soleimani's thing happened, you feel really happy that you're able. You feel really happy that you know you're being able to participate in all this, and you're here at this time. You're not anywhere else in the world.
The Holy Quran says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ هَادُوا إِنْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ لِلَّهِ مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ O you who claim to be Jews, if you think that you are God's chosen people, then wish for death if you're truthful. You see, the Jews have this mentality that they are God's chosen people. Many Shias also have this mentality. Many Sunnis also have this mentality that they are God's chosen people. But you see, that mentality in and of itself is flawed. The reality is, those people are God's chosen people who choose to do the right thing, who choose to fight in the way of Allah, who choose to migrate for the sake of Allah, who choose to, you know, serve the cause of Allah with amwanahum wa anfusahum, with their selves and with their lives and with their properties. The Iranian people have chosen to do that. But that's what I love about this country. It's just so alive. Everybody is so awake.
So Alhamdulillah, again, this year it was very beautiful. Again, at the Rahf MI, we really felt the energy, the power was really high. Next, inshallah, next year, then you would have to see two.
Pray for us.
Pray for us.
From my wife, Sayyidah Fatima Ali.
From my husband, Muzaffar Abbas. Hey there.
We bid you assalamu alaikum.
And from our little ones.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. دوای هرچی درده کسی ندیدم اینجا.